Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Six of us went out this past Friday night to sing carols in our community. The youngest of our carolers was 7 years of age. The oldest was a septuagenarian, and I'll just leave it at that. We visited a retirement home where one of our elderly members lives. It was dinner time, so we had a captive audience, and the house was full. As of today, I'm happy to report that no report of indigestion was due to our singing. Standing in the midst of this group of elderly people, we sang the familiar carols like Joy to the World and Away in a Manger and others. Many of the residents stopped eating to join us and sing. The smiles and the thank yous we received were in no way due to a polished performance. It was the spiritual potency of these familiar carols themselves that brought the conversation and the feasting to an absolute halt. Around the world, mothers, fathers, children of all ages and generations will gather in homes, hotels, and huts to celebrate the joy of Christmas. Around the tree, people of all walks of life will stop their endless walking, and if for only a few sacred moments, to share a song of hope with their family members and friends. Around the corner, there will be those who listen to the sounds of carolers, some reminiscing of bygone days when they too had a place to celebrate with those they loved. Others will marvel with childlike wonder at the message they are hearing. Is this simply holiday sentiment? Or is there truly a Savior who has come to rescue us? Why do we sing Christmas carols? Why would we make a special Sunday to sing the songs of the Christ child beside the hearing of God's word? The answer is in the carols. They contain the very message of hope we all long to hear. We live in a world traumatized by loss, neglect, guilt, and/or rejection, all of which cast us into a deep and dark chasm of depression and anxiety. In this world of sin, no one escapes the resultant societal depression that shrouds all mankind. I think we would all agree that in varying degree, we're all affected by these things. The story of Jesus will be told and retold in many languages and cultures this Christmas. But there is something miraculous about the divine narrative that produces the same effect in each of us, no matter how or where it's revealed. And to be sure, there is one particular medium that brings all people together around the central essence of this incredible story. That medium is Christmas carols. From Australia to Argentina to Alaska, the message of Jesus will resonate in the mouths of his people in the same melodies and lyrics that his people have been singing for centuries. From the gentle hum of a mother's comforting voice to the boisterous halls of the world's grandest cathedrals, singing is something we were created literally to do by God. Perhaps this is why there are at least 50 direct commands from God to sing his message of grace and truth together. The Creator compels us to come together and experience the joy of singing. So what greater opportunity can be found than to sing about what matters the most? After all, Christmas carols creatively reveal the greatest news imaginable. Even children love to sing carols, equipping them to carry the embedded truth of God's coming to our world within them and throughout their entire lives. What more could one ask than for each generation to sing and internalize the deepest gospel revelations? So they are not just holiday songs, but rather gospel songs that joyfully build each of us up in our faith each and every time we sing the truth. Every time we sing the truth of God's hope. And our hope is that God will give us a holy cure for our depression and our anxiety. That cure, hope, is in Jesus' coming. Hope for the reign of God among us, when all things will be made right and all God's people will live in eternal peace. In these days of depression and anxiety, hope is what these gospel songs give us. Imagine the power of carrying truth through life, such as those found in the words of Charles Wesley from the carol, "Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus." The words of the first verse, the second two lines, say, "Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart." So why do we sing carols? It delivers God's gift of hope to us, which replaces the gloom and doom of this life with the added gifts of love, joy, and peace. May hope spring eternal within us. In Jesus' name, amen.